Why does your ex come back when you move on? Is this some sort of twisted cosmic joke or something? Not exactly, but let's go ahead and get into that in this video after the intro. Hey there, it's Clay with modernlove.life. Now, this is a common experience that a lot of people have expressed to me. It's something that I've experienced myself too when it came to my big ex from the past. As you move on, as you let go emotionally of that attachment to outcome, we often experience that our ex will come back into our lives. Now, why is this? You know, it causes some people to think that this is some sort of like, you know, twisted cosmic joke. It can cause some people to think that like, okay, yeah, this is why we need to play mind games. You know, whoever cares the least controls the relationship, and we have to pretend like we care the least so that they will, you know, want to crawl over broken shards of glass to be with us. Maybe you do want your ex to crawl over broken shards of glass. I don't know. Go ahead and leave a comment down below. I'd be curious to know like why you want to get back together with someone that you would wish bodily harm on. Yeah, it causes people to think things like that and causes people to say, okay, well, now I need to play mind games so that I can get them to think that I've moved on. Therefore, they'll want to come back. But what's really happening here is that we are detaching ourselves from outcome and we're starting to invest more in our own experience and our own emotional well-being than we are in analyzing things outside of us. And what's interesting is when what is inside of us becomes more real and more believable to us, and we put more certainty in it than what is outside of us, that is when things really start to snap into place. Now, of course, we all believe something inside of us. We all have some sort of worldview inside of us, and that's showing up. That's expressing itself in our experience all the time. You know, I've told you before that I used to have this way of being of anxiety. It would constantly show up. There were always things that I was anxious about. There were always reasons for me to be anxious. Some of those were self-generated. Some of those were situations that somehow found themselves to me, etc. But we all have some sort of way of being. And if we like the results that we're getting, okay, great. Like, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if we want to get something else in our life, we need to shift that way of being. And, you know, you may want to shift it from like anxiety to feeling whole and complete, or, you know, whatever else it might be. The point of this is that when we start to move on, and by move on, so this is another thing that kind of gets to me, is people often use the word move on as if it just means like date other people. Moving on, you know, it could be dating other people, but I'm less interested in, you know, whether or not you are like physically near someone else or talking to someone else or whatever. And I'm more interested in where you're at emotionally. And so what happens is when I say move on, what I'm talking about is, are you moving on emotionally from the pain, from the hurt, from the sadness, the not taking responsibility for what you've done in things, you know, the limiting beliefs, all of that sort of stuff. When you move on from that and you're able to say, okay, this thing that I've had before, this anxiety that has expressed itself most recently in this breakup, in this experience where I'm not good enough, in this experience where I'm being left for someone else, in this experience where something else is happening, I'm feeling this and this no longer serves me, so I'm going to let go of this anxiety and I'm going to have to sit and make some hard choices. I'm going to have to, you know, stare into infinity without flinching, and I'm going to have to say, okay, I might be afraid to do this whole relationship thing on my own. I might be afraid to try and go out there and figure out how to date, how to find someone that I want to be in a relationship with, who wants to be in a relationship with me. This can be scary, especially when I've spent, you know, X number of years with you. But I'm going to let go, and I'm going to trust in myself that no matter what happens, I'm going to be able to handle it. And no matter what happens, it may not go the way that I want it to. It might go the way that I want it to. It might go somewhere in the middle. But I've got my own back. I'm going to make it through this one way or another, and I'm gonna handle this. And when you have that shift, you better believe your energy has just shifted. Now, instead of looking to someone else for your happiness, someone else for your validation, someone else for being the source of love in your life, you now have to look within for that. And, you know, sure, some people don't. Some people just shift it from one person to another and they say, okay, well, now I need to impress this other person so they'll validate me. And, okay, they're on the hamster wheel of whatever they're on. But if you're able to turn this within and say, okay, now I have to deal with this, you have just let go. You have just moved on. You have just disconnected yourself from a certain way of being that wasn't meeting what you were looking for, and you have stepped into a possibility for a new way of being. As you do this, that's when the energy starts to shift, and that's when your ex comes back into your life. Is it some sort of cosmic thing? No, not really. It's simply just, okay, you are able to pull your energy back, learn how to focus on yourself, and move things forward from there. If that is something that you want some additional help on, we do, of course, have this video series right over here on how to get over a breakup. I would strongly recommend it if you are learning how to let go of the past. Thanks so much for watching. Take care.